In April 2018, after a lengthy delay, the United Kingdom became the 16th country to ratify the Agreement for Europe's Unified Patent Court, also called the UPC. The entity would represent a single standardized court addressing patent proceedings for all participating countries. Finnegan partner Latham Wall joins us now to offer insight into the UK's ratification and other implications related to the UPC. Latham, give us a quick timeline of the events leading up to the UK's decision to ratify the Unified Patent Court earlier this year.
Well, if we take the timeline back to the very beginning, the first potential agreement of a European Unified Patent Court system was originally proposed in the 1970s and 80s. And this was to be based on the Community Patent Convention, which is akin to what we know as the Community Trademark or the Community Design System that we still have today. And that failed over the years. Countries couldn't agree until we got to 2009, when it appeared there'd been a breakthrough in negotiations concerning a community patent or a community patent court. And it was only in 2013 when finally a unified patent court agreement was drawn up and signed by the majority of European Union member states, including the UK. And following this, a number of states ratified the Unified Patent Court Agreement, but three mandatory states were the UK, Germany, and France. Now, France ratified fairly early on, and Germany were fairly advanced and are still fairly advanced in terms of ratifying the agreement. But it was only earlier this year in April that the UK finally did ratify the UPC agreement.
What factors contributed to the UK's delay to ratify?
Well, the delay to the UK is almost exclusively political in terms of the ratification of the UPC agreement. And what I mean by that is that the UK was in a very good position to go ahead and ratify in 2016. And in June of that year, there was the national referendum about whether the UK should remain in the European Union. And to many commentators' surprise, the vote was to leave the European Union. So that almost immediately put a halt on the UK's movement towards ratifying the UPC agreement. But interestingly, at the end of 2016, the UK made it clear that they wanted to proceed with the Unified Patent Court system and the unitary patent. And it appeared that the UK was again well on track to ratify the UPC agreement in 2017. But around a year after the Brexit referendum vote, we then had a surprise general election, a national government vote, which again put things on the back burner with respect to ratifying the UPC agreement. And where we are today is that now that has been resolved and the government has made it clear that they wish to proceed with the UPC, the UK did indeed ratify the UPC agreement. So again, my point at the very beginning of the answer to this question is that it's been entirely political in terms of the delay to ratifying the UPC agreement for the UK.
Now that it's been ratified, what steps will the UK be taking?
The UK have taken all the steps that they need to take. They have a court, they have premises, and really the UK has national legislation in place as well, taking into account the unitary patent and decisions of the Unified Patent Court. But steps that may have to be taken are with respect to the current political climate and the impending departure from the European Union, which may affect the UPC agreement or the UK's ability to proceed with the UPC as the agreement currently stands. And what the UK has gone ahead and done is obtained Council's opinion on whether or not the UK can proceed and participate in the UPC and with the unitary patent system after Brexit. And the conclusion is that the UK would be able to proceed with the UPC after Brexit. And I might add at this point that the current Brexit date is the end of March 2019. So we're talking about after March 2019, can the UK continue to participate? And it appears that it would be able to, but there would need to be a new agreement entered into with the other participating member states with respect to the unitary patent. There'd also need to be change with respect to the agreement and the division of the Unified Patent Court that will be in London. and whether or not that can remain in London. So in terms of what steps the UK need to be taking, with the current system, the current agreement as it stands pre-Brexit, pre-March 2019, everything is there. But when it comes to post-March 2019, if the UPC isn't enforced by then there are a few more things that the UK is going to have to do, and they'll have to do anyway with respect to the unitary patent and with respect to the court being based in London.
It's still unclear when or even if Germany will ratify the UPC agreement, as the decision is currently delayed by a German case in the Constitutional Court. Can you tell us about the possible next steps and their implications for the UPC?
This German pause has been a big surprise to the patent community. Sort of giving a bit of history, it was last year that a complaint had been filed with the Constitutional Court in Germany that the UPC agreement wasn't in line with German constitutional law, along with a few other points. First, in terms of that case, is to determine whether or not it should proceed. And the court can potentially throw out this case, and they have said that they'll be reviewing this year. So if it is thrown out this year, then it is possible that we could see certainly a German ratification this year and a UPC up and running potentially early 2019. However, if the German Constitutional Court decides to proceed and take it through to a finality, then we could be seeing a significantly longer delay in the inception of the UPC. And what I mean by significantly longer, I don't quite know, and no one knows to be precise, but it would certainly be after the Brexit date of March 2019 if the court decided that this complaint had merit and wanted to decide on this case through to its finality.
And finally, Latham, what progress have other countries made in preparation for the court to become active?
It's been a fairly positive progression with movement towards ratification of the UPC agreement. And indeed, the majority, not necessarily the vast majority, but the majority of EU member states and states that have signed up to the UPC agreement have ratified the agreement. And it looks like one of the next states to ratify the UPC agreement will be Romania. However, that said, there has been a slight setback in Hungary, who have internally ruled that the UPC agreement isn't in accordance with their constitutional law. So there'll need to be an amendment to Hungarian law in order for them to proceed with ratification of the UPC agreement. But again, generally speaking, those countries that have ratified the UPC agreement have been making good progress towards developing their procedures, progressing their national laws, and indeed premises for local divisions of the UPC.
Our guest has been Latham Wall, a partner at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.